Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. Calliope Awards for 2017 were presented on Tuesday, April 25th. I'm Shirley Noon from Nova Annandale. Calliope is the name of a Greek muse. She is wise and talented and probably very busy. Human beings have called on Calliope to inspire their writing, art, and music. And Nova Annandale is inspired. Calliope is the name of the Student Journal of Art and Literature. It is published every spring at our campus. Calliope is a collaboration of the Departments of English and Liberal Arts under sponsorship of the Division of Languages and Literature. We are presenting outstanding works by creative individuals. Here they are. Get ready to be inspired. Winner in the category of poetry. First prize, Jackie L. McCarthy, Y equals MX plus C.
Y equals MX plus C. My life has been a straight line, pushing forward, never looking back, trying not to look back. But I am nowhere. I am moving to nothing, to infinity. A line is the loneliest concept in math. I want to be a circle. A circle meets somewhere. Lines overlap. You get second chances. Thank you.
Winner in the category of nonfiction. First prize, Nicholas Michael Frazee, Homecoming.
They had given me a number and then taken away my identity. Now I was standing in a line, handcuffed with a large blue plastic box in my hands. Chained to the other inmates, I could care less about my discomfort. It was time to go home. A year is a long time to not see family, or talk to girls, or try new foods. I missed my old life. I missed McDonald's. One by one, they called us forward to cut the bracelets with the pictures of our former selves. From the last time we were on the streets, my turn came. I asked if I could keep it. The officer looked at me and said, "Tell you what, come back next time and I'll give you one just like it." I laughed and said, "No offense, but I hope I never see you again." Then it was time. The gates opened and the room turned from colorless torment to a large, beautiful, ornate-looking room. That's when I saw him, the man I loved, but I knew had mixed emotions for me. My dad had a confused and tired look on his face. I ran up to him and whimpered in his arms. It felt pathetic. He looked at me and said, "Buck up and be a man." Unconcerned by his comment, I looked away and saw the exit. The door looked amazing. I walked towards it with no hesitation. I opened it and a blast of fresh air hit me like a train. The world looked incredible. I had even missed the way that grass felt. It was 4 a.m. and the stars were still out. My dad and I walked to the car. We drove home, and I couldn't help but stare, amazed at the world around me. It was like seeing an old friend, the path we took home I had driven many times. Of course, there was more than just nostalgia. I had been stuck in a confined room for so long, I could feel the claustrophobia escaping me when I saw so much open space around me. We got home, and the rest of my family had gone to bed. The lights were off, but I knew it had looked just the way I had left it. There were kids' toys all over the floor from my sister, a messy kitchen because I was the only one that ever cleaned. My dog's bed was full of fluff from some poor toy that met its demise. Even my dad's guitars hadn't moved from the living room. I could smell the food from my family that they had cooked before I had got home. Overcome with joy, my mouth started to water. While I was away, my parents didn't put any money on my books. for me to purchase store-bought things. So I had to hustle for what I needed. For the most part, all I had to eat was revolting government food. However, some of my hard work had started to benefit me. After giving an inmate a tattoo, I was given a thing called a swole. Made by another prisoner, it was like a burrito made of ramen noodles, sausage, summer sausage, and hot fries. Not bad, but by no means good. Regardless, I raided my parents' refrigerator and stuffed as much food in my mouth as I could fit. I sat there listening to my dad stomping up the stairs on his way to bed. He never said a word to me the entire ride home. I looked at my reflection in the window and saw myself. I looked like a ravenous animal. I hadn't seen a clear reflection of myself in so long. My arms and chest were bigger than I remembered, but my face was thinner. Even with my cheeks stuffed, I could see it. I looked like a monster. I felt like one too. Tears filled my eyes. Sitting there pathetically, my mouth still full of food, I cried silently until I fell asleep at the table. Thank you.
Calliope gives many thanks to faculty, staff, and students for their generous support and creativity. Robert Brown of Nova's Web Services and Digital Media served as technical editor of this podcast. Nova, believe, aspire, achieve. See you next year. For Calliope, I'm Shirley Noon.